Octopod Live Dive. Look, man, we've been sitting ready to go, sitting on G, waiting on O for a brand live show.
Stop it. Don't make me mad to start off the live dive. I've been here exactly half a second while I've been here fretting. Like, I am not prepped to do a solo show today. Nava Reptiles, before you get going, actually made it on time for a change. I didn't think Brad was going to be able to say the same, Nava Reptiles.
Why? Why would you? When have I ever been? Okay, the one time. But when other than the one time have I ever been late to a live? When?
I think it's been more than once.
Nava Reptiles with a fantastic question while he's at it, a double strike. Why is Zach on the left?
It's a great question.
Now.
We haven't had any time to set up because Brad just... He hopped in and I hit the go button.
I had a meeting.
That's more important than this.
And then at the end of the meeting, I don't want to say, but you know, if you're in a meeting that lasts an hour, what
you had to go to the bathroom.
Yes, I had to take a bathroom break, Zach. I had to take a bathroom break.
That's fine.
So there. All right. Already getting questions. I see Barner Becca with the question. What are the chances we actually play our game tonight? Auburn and Texas A&M.
SEC. Is that in question? What's the weather like up there? I assume that's because of weather, not because of scheduling.
Yeah, it's raining. It's raining, and it's gray and gloomy and storming. And so the first game today isn't until 3, so maybe this stuff moves out of the way, but... Like James Spann is doing his live coverage thing right now for the western and southern part of the state. So I don't know. How many more people would be watching us if James Spann wasn't doing his live thing right now?
I'm sure it's impacting us some. I'll tell you what, I had those that don't know, I used to do the morning show for the Auburn Network called Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Yep.
And
Abby Award winning.
Yeah. A lot of Abbeys, 100%. I found them all in my garage a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. You want to guess how many Abbeys I won? You want to guess?
13.
11.
Okay.
11.
Close.
And spent like 3 or 4 years, though. Like, what a run. What a run that was.
No, it's a great show.
I had James Spann on as a guest, and a big part of that show was I gave, like, the weather every day. Like, there were like 6 different weathers. There was more than that, and they were all sponsored, so you had to do them.
Yeah.
And doing a quick sponsored weather while James Spann was on hold was the most nerve-wracking thing I may have ever done.
I bet.
And I think I opened it up like James Spann joining us. James, I'm not gonna lie, I feel a little embarrassed that I did a weather report while you had to listen to that. Give me your thoughts. Give me critique. And he's like, "Oh, Zach, you were great." He was too kind.
He didn't hear it. He wasn't listening.
Oh, sure he was.
No, he wasn't listening to you do the weather report.
That bit was actually in my Abby reel, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. What are you going to talk about?
That's your job. That's your job, buddy.
So, did you see that the Georgia president came out yesterday?
No, I didn't see this.
Okay. I'm staying on this because I think, with every passing week, the more I think we're on our way to an SEC breakout. Not an SEC and Big Ten breakout, but an SEC breakout. So the Big Ten discussed this week the idea of playing 10 conference games, something that looms. This is from Ross Dellinger. Big Ten discussed with its football coaches earlier this week the idea of playing 10 conference games, something that looms as the league and SEC explore self-governance models. As the Big Ten and SEC explore self-governance models.
That's interesting. How much of that do you think could be leverage? And how much of it do you think is legitimate?
I mean, I don't know, because that's the question. Is it a power play, or is it the path to sustainable operations? That's the question.
Right.
Yeah, Braden, right. That nope. wasn't from Stop. The Georgia president.
Stop.
Okay. Sorry.
That is what you said, but let's not revisit it. Yep.
Okay. Sorry. The Georgia president said something yesterday. I was just there looking at the wrong tweet. Yeah. I was looking at the wrong. I'll find it and get to it. You know what I should have done is prepped more before the live show today.
God forbid. Yeah. You become a different person when you leave your office, Brad Law. And one that I don't know if I like, if I'm being honest with you.
No, I know. How much are you looking forward to me not being on the road with baseball for Friday Lives anymore?
Well, I mean, hopefully you're on the road for a long time, but yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
The next few weeks seem grim. I'm not going to lie to you. The health of Village Vice is in shambles right now.
Well, look, we'll be home at least the next two weekends.
Oh, that's true.
So
yeah, you're right.
If we have to go on the road again, if we go on the road again, it'll be Omaha.
And that's well worth it.
Right. Yeah. So it's fine. Relax.
I may just hire someone else to do Vice with me for that time. Cause whether it's car Brad or hotel Brad, he's an absolute menace and I just can't handle it.
Yeah. But the show loves it. You guys love it, right?
I don't think they do. I think
they do.
Nice.
Sure. They do.
I think they just like you so much.
All right. Is it a power play?
See what I'm wearing?
Is it a power play or is it like the way? Look at that shirt. I don't super care. That's a hoodie. You got a super care hoodie.
It is a hoodie. Yes.
That's
it's very comfortable too.
That's amazing.
AUShirts.com, people.
Holy cow.
AUShirts.com.
Man, that's good. One person says the Drake taker. I prefer Office Brad.
I do too. When he steps out into the world, he gets a little loose. A little loose.
10-time champion. Brad takes Matt's opinion for how the audience feels.
That's
Matt
right.
Matt told me the audience preferred out of office Brad. So
of course that's a Matt take. What a joke. What an absolute joke.
All right. Maybe everybody doesn't want to talk SEC Big Ten breakaway, but what if the SEC tournament was it? How much more impactful would this week be, this week in Hoover?
It wouldn't feel as, I don't think we would adjust to that well. I really don't.
It'd be weird the first year, but it would be so much bigger. And every year after that, bigger and bigger. That's it. That's the national championship.
You'd have to change the structure of it, I would think. You'd almost have to make it like the normal postseason. I think you'd have to drag it out a few weeks. Like, I think you'd have to almost have.
Yeah, that's true.
Four regionals, two supers, and then
a series.
A series, yeah.
That's a good point. So four-team regionals. It's not bad.
Actually, I would love that. That would actually sound so fun.
Yeah. Hey now. Look, did y'all see Zach's opinion change immediately?
That would be four regionals with all SEC teams.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at the SEC standings.
Now I'm thinking, even if nothing changes,
yeah,
let's just take off two regular season series and just do that anyway.
Right. Right. Okay. So your four hosts would have been Georgia, Texas, Texas A&M, and Alabama. So if you snake it, which is the way that you do it, Florida would be in the Alabama regional. Auburn would be in the Texas A&M regional. Arkansas is at Texas. Mississippi State is at Georgia. Ole Miss is at Georgia. Ole Miss, Mississippi State would be a first round, would be a game one of the regional matchup.
Because of 2-3?
Yeah. Tennessee would be in there with Auburn and Texas A&M, and Kentucky would be in there with, or no, LSU.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as you stay at 16, wow, that'd be super fun. But
LSU, Tennessee, Auburn, Texas A&M, all in College Station for a regional.
Be electric.
And then your regional champ plays the other regional champ. And the winner goes to the championship series.
That'd be very fun.
Now, what else do you need?
I almost think they need to do that anyway. No.
and play. I mean, you got to have a number of regular season games. But again, if the Big Ten and SEC go to individual, independent entities, they probably wouldn't stay at 16, though, right? Because if the SEC is doing its own thing and it's totally separate, well, yeah, now go get Clemson. Now go get Florida State.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Get 20. Get 24.
My perfect four have always been Clemson, Georgia Tech, Miami, and Baylor. Would be, if I could pick any four teams to join the conference, it's always been those four.
Interesting.
Georgia Tech restores several fun rivalries.
Yeah.
Including positioning in Atlanta. I think Miami would be an awesome addition to the conference. Once again, TV markets make sense geographically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep kind of being over Florida. Baylor to me feels like SEC school-ish to me.
That's true.
Get more of Texas. The geographical footprint makes sense. They feel like a Vanderbilt-esque type team. And then Clemson. Yeah, Clemson's a no-brainer.
Yeah, interesting. I kind of like that idea. I really kind of like it, especially for baseball. Now, you could do football, too, and have a full 16-team playoff and go
one. It could be the same teams for all sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just everybody's involved in all of it. So, all right. So, our opinions changed on that. I think it's coming. But I don't think it's power play. I don't think it's we want our way, and so we're gonna stand pat until we get our way. I think it's the only way to make sense of the antitrust stuff and get rid of it and have your own governance and set your own rules. So we'll see. But
yeah, we will.
They're trying to decide on the 2027 playoff, which means this stuff is going to happen sooner rather than later.
Sure.
I don't think they're just going to hold pat and do the same thing in 27. It's going to look different in some capacity. And conferences are ready for a change. And universities are ready for some guidelines. They're ready for some structure. So I think they're pushed to the point that they want to see a change.
Do you ever think there's like a finish line, though, where everything is just settled and this is good? Or are we going to constantly just be wanting to change every 3 years now?
Yeah, it never has been settled. It never has been.
Like, you don't think before the change started that college football wasn't stable?
I think that in the bowl system, you always had arguments over who was the national champion. As recently as 2004, you had great controversy over who was the national champion. Like, at the top, there was always unsteadiness. Now, there was stability below. But, no, I think ever since the playoff started, ever since the first 14 playoff, you knew it was going to eventually get to 12. And when the 12 conversation started, you know it's eventually going to grow. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Ever since Arkansas and South Carolina joined the SEC in the early 90s, the question was, who's next?
Right.
And then Texas A&M and Missouri joined 20 years later, and the question was, who's next? And then Texas and Oklahoma joined, and the conversation is, who's next?
Yeah. As far as the like championship discussion, though, I always kind of felt like, I mean, obviously it stinks in 04 to be on the wrong side of it, but I kind of thought that was part of the allure to some extent of, you know, just the charm and qualities of college football. And now look, I like the playoff. Don't get me wrong. I think it was fine at four. I don't have an issue with being at 12. I don't have an issue with it being at 16, but I don't think it really fixes anything. It just adds more games, which once again, I'm fine with. Yeah. I'm fine with there being more games that matter in any sport that I choose to care about. Obviously college football is one of them. Do I think it's best for the game? I don't.
I don't know what that means.
From like four, when it went from, you know, four to 12 was, all right, normally there's three teams and that fourth one we have to kind of be like, do they belong?
Yeah.
And now we're doing it for everything. But Look, it's better for Auburn if there's more teams involved. Yeah. It's better for a lot of teams if there's more teams involved.
Yeah.
And look, like if your team's not in it, I think it's more entertaining if there's more teams. So, but does it really fix everything? Yeah. Probably not. I think they needed to devote more time and effort into fixing the eligibility and the rev share / NIL.
Yeah.
And transfer portal aspect of it than they do how a champion is crowned. Yeah. That's fine. That's not inherently broken. It's not perfect, but it's not broken.
Yeah.
The other aspect of it is broken. And that's the part where I think they need to focus more energy on fixing that than anything else.
Yeah, totally agree on that. And we tend to talk more about the playoff because it's what drives the viewership. And like our team, we're going to cheer for our team no matter what it is. But I think to a degree, we're going to watch the playoff, whether it's 12 or 16 or 24 or whatever.
Totally. Watch every single one of them.
Absolutely. And hey, by the way, the ratings show that. Now, not when James Madison is in it. The James Madison, Oregon playoff game rated lower than some bowl games that weren't part of the playoff.
It should be. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
So
I tell you what, though, the offensive tackle at James Madison really blew me away.
Right. That's you chalk it all up to the tackle. To them being,
if you tuned into that game, you were watching Joe Simmons ball. That's all you're
for sure.
The Drake taker, NFL playoff model would finish it, take the subjectivity out of it. Yep. I agree. But the NFL playoff model works because divisions and the right to certain seeds is clearly defined.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of teams and how they're sanctioned off from a division and a conference standpoint. So you've got to figure out that parallel.
Yep.
Because if you do it by conference, there's not enough teams. If you do it by everything, there's too many teams. So you got to figure that out. You got to figure out that aspect of it. But sure. I mean, I think that's the goal. I think that's what they're trying to figure out for sure.
Nobody argues when an NFC South team is 9-8. And makes the playoffs, and a team in a different division that's 10-7 doesn't make the playoffs. You have unbalanced schedules there, and you know it, but nobody says anything about it because the structure is clearly identified. When you take subjectivity out, you clear the waters.
Yeah.
Can we get Lou Holtz saying Auburn's new basketball player's name?
Can you work on that for us?
Yeah, sure thing, Zach. Auburn's new basketball player is going to be a star wing player. He comes over from European leagues. His name, of course, is Mantas Rubštavičius. Mantas Rubštavičius.
There you go. You didn't think I could do it, did you? I know. Well,
like, last time we talked about him, you were struggling to say it like in your normal voice. So, yeah, I had my doubts.
Yeah, I did.
Mantas Rubštavičius.
You don't have to keep doing it, man.
You know, he sets screens like a champion. When he sets a screen, buddy, you're just not getting
through. Who sets screens well, coach?
Mantas Rubštavičius.
Okay. Where is he from?
He's from Lithuania. He's a screen setting son of a gun.
I want to talk about this after this super chat. I want to talk about this pizza you had yesterday.
Okay, awesome. Happy to do it.
What's the ratio? Thank you, David versus Golish, for the super chat. We appreciate it. What's the ratio of War Dam versus War Eagles you give / receive?
I'm exclusively a War Eagle guy.
Getting I would say 9-1 War Eagle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that odd, David? Are you the other way? Do you give?
Less giving and receiving.
Yeah.
War Dam is more like, I get those more in like more intense moments.
Yeah.
Like we just won something, which has been a minute.
In football. Yeah. You're right. That's right. Yeah. David's saying more War Dams for sure.
Okay. David versus Golish is rugged though. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
He's the guy that you want next to you in a bar fight. You know what I'm saying? That's the vibe I'm getting.
Let me say, I bet David versus Golish could set a screen too. I bet he could set a mean screen as part of
a screen at like who?
Like Coach. Mantas Rubštavičius. No one sets a screen like Mantas Rubštavičius.
Thank you, David versus Golish.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all in the chat kind of chime in. Let us know what you think.
Everybody's asking for a Lou Holtz pizza review.
Well, first off, I want a Brad Law pizza review for is your roommate in there with you?
No, George's not here.
Okay. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yesterday you made the claim that the best pizza in the world or the best pizza in North America is in Birmingham, Alabama, which you're laughing because of how ridiculous that claim is.
No, it's 100% true.
Take us through your ordering process of your pizza yesterday. I'll pull up the picture that you put on Twitter.
Yeah.
You've got people backing you up. Look,
but by the way, a lot of people.
I'm stoked. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear on this. I hope you're right because next time I go to Birmingham, there is a 100% chance I'm going there.
Can we do this? Can we do this? Because I'll eat it again. I don't care. If Auburn wins tonight, will you come to Birmingham tomorrow, have lunch with me at Davenport, and then go to the game? Come on.
We're having a birthday party for my kid. I can't skip that.
Have it at Davenport's. No. Okay. All right. Fine.
So this was the picture.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't ham?
Yeah, I don't put ham on pizza anywhere except at Davenport's. Pepperoni and ham, that's the play 10 out of 10 times. So I don't know, man. It's got a sweet sauce. It's got a thin crust, coal-fired oven. It's delicious.
What's on this other pizza up here? Is that olives?
That's olives. That's pepperoni and then both black and green olives.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you. I love you too.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge olives guy.
I'm not either. It was
Is
a little
this
tough.
Across from you or are these bell peppers?
Those are banana peppers across
banana from you. Peppers. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Is this like a calzone on the side over here?
No, that is a piece of the pizza with pepperoni and olives that was taken off that tray and put on a plate.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. and this was, it lived up to the hype.
It always does. It literally has never disappointed.
Okay.
I've been going there since I was 17. It's never disappointed.
Got it.
I wish they would spend money to advertise with us. Clearly they don't have to.
They don't need, why but would they?
Why would they?
Why but would they?
Gosh, I wish they would.
Barner Becca saying, I tried Lake Martin Pizza Co. a few weeks ago and it was the best pizza I've had in my life. That's a claim.
It is, but she's never been to Davenport's.
Well, we don't know that. You're speaking on behalf of Barner Becker right now.
We do know that.
I think that's rude.
No, she said the other's the best pizza she's ever had, so she's never been to Davenport's.
So close to the perfect pizza, according to Andy Harville.
Telling you. Come on. Oh, man. Come on, Zach. Your kiddo will have another birthday next year. Like, got him every year. And you got three. You got birthdays all over the calendar.
Somebody asked, Nava asked, what is pizza based on the cube rule of food?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's just going to tick me off.
Yeah, we won't do that today.
It's pizza. That's what it is.
All right. Let's see.
It's no. Pizza's pizza.
I think it's pie.
Probably, because that's
hold
stupid.
On cube rule of food or oh is it toast? You're gonna love if it's toast.
It's not toast. It's pizza.
It's toast. It's toast. To answer Nava's question, pizza is toast.
The dumbest cube rule. It's the dumbest thing in our culture. Is this stupid cube rule of food?
Oh,
can we peer pressure Zach into coming up here tomorrow? What about Sunday?
I don't know. Sunday is more doable than tomorrow.
But I think the game time doesn't benefit us there.
It's probably like early afternoon, right?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, all right. Hey, can we talk about all right. So I've said I wish Davenport's would spend money with us. Can we talk about somebody who does spend money with us to advertise? Precision Tune Auto Care.
Beat the heat, baby.
Beat the heat. Go into Precision Tune Auto Care. You're going to get a free AC performance evaluation, a free system pressure test, a free vent temperature analysis. Be ready for the summertime, guys. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. You want to make sure your vehicle is prepared. Not only are you going to get those free checks when you mention beat the heat.
Beat the heat.
Got to say beat the heat. You're also going to get $50 off any qualifying repair over $300. They're located in Opelika. They serve the local community so well. And by the way, while all this is happening, you're going to wait in like the most plush auto repair shop hospitality waiting area you've ever been in your life.
Are you going to tell the story?
Yeah, I think we're going to tell the story because we gave him a chance and he didn't tell it yet.
Did he not tell it on today's top button?
Did he not? I don't know. I didn't see it. Okay.
I feel like we would have been tagged on stuff on Twitter if that
I agree.
Was the case.
I agree. So,
all right. Yeah. Y'all buckle up. Y'all buckle up for this.
Should we tell the full, like, should we give names? I guess we need to, since you just said, did he tell it on top button? So Kyle goes to Precision Tune Auto.
Kyle Rush, Charlie Five.
Kyle's waiting in their hospitality waiting area and he needs a bathroom break. They have a bidet in the bathroom in
That's
the waiting
how you know
area.
We're talking fancy state-of-the-art stuff here.
Like, Precision Tune Auto Care has a bidet in their bathroom.
That's awesome.
Customers wait.
That's incredible.
Kyle
they want
didn't,
their customers to be pampered.
Yeah.
Feel fresh and clean.
He told it on the Barn Social Hour, apparently. So, yeah, not only is your car going to be cleaned out, ready to go for the summer, but so are you. So, like, they want to take care of you from the front to the back.
Listen, that was so not needed. That was so not needed, and you did it anyway. Why?
For the reaction the audience is having right now, that's why. Ooh. He didn't know it was a bidet. He didn't know what it was. So he activated it, like, and not in the position you would normally be. And water starts going everywhere. And by the way, it's not like a water fountain where you take your finger off the nozzle and the water stops.
No, there's some pressure to it.
Yeah. And so this thing is just going off, water all over the place. And that's how Kyle learned what a bidet is. And that they have it at Precision Tune Auto Care.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
So go to Precision Tune Auto Care and, you know, get your car taken care of. And
all right.
Everything else.
Yeah, everything else.
And yes. Everything else.
Goodness gracious, that's so funny. All right, if anybody has any more questions on what foods would be according to the cube rule of food,
no,
let us know.
Don't do that.
Or if there's any other things that you want us to talk about today, let us know. The selection show is Sunday. It'll be after all the championship games.
Well, no, they announce the regional host Sunday. They will announce the full field Monday.
That seems a little extra. I'm not going to lie to you. Why?
Have they always done that?
They didn't do that last year, did they?
Yes. Yeah, they sure did. Yep. Memorial Day.
Huh. All right.
Auburn pitching probables the rest of the weekend. So Andreas Alvarez will go tonight against Texas A&M. If Auburn advances tomorrow, it'll be Alex Petrovic going tomorrow. And if Auburn gets to Sunday, Probably Griffin Graves. And we'll just see. Like, does LJ Cormier pitch today? Does Hetzler pitch today or tomorrow? Who do you use? Jackson Sanders could probably come back for at least a little while Sunday if needed.
Wouldn't mind starting him, but.
Starting him Sunday?
Yeah.
It's an option. I would think it would be an option. Don't know how long he would go, but.
Yeah, can he get three innings? Then can he get to. Yeah, I mean,
I do wonder if their decisions will be based on that at all, or if they're all in on winning each individual game.
Yeah. I think, knowing this staff, I would tend to think you're right, that's where their thought is.
Yeah.
You can't get to the next one unless you win this one. Win this one and then figure out the next one.
Right. Like, if you're making the decision between, like, a Chatterton or a Cormier, like, it might make more sense to go to Chatterton, because I wouldn't mind Cormier getting a few more innings on Sunday if we got to that point, but yeah. I'd rather have Cormier in to win the game. So,
and it's probably Kulik before Chatterton if you're looking for a right-hander out of the bullpen. I think we probably do see Kulik. Yeah, Kulik before Cormier. I don't know. Cormier's been more consistent. May depend on the score of the game too. If it's 2-1,
yeah,
versus 7-1, one way or the other,
right?
No, a lot of LSU talk in the comments.
A lot of LSU talk everywhere, man. Craziness.
Yeah. Well, that's what Lane does, right? That's Lane just gets everybody talking. He wants you to be talking, doesn't matter. And media is typically happy to oblige that. But let's talk to talk this time of year.
I don't know if I could put that name up, so I'm just going to say Jax. Would you rather have Broderick Scholl or Leighton Von Brandt? I would rather have Leighton Von Brandt.
Well, and yeah.
And I'm taking that as far as like how they were recruited. Like, would I rather have Broderick Scholl and the story of his recruitment, or Leighton Von Brandt and the story of his recruitment? I'd rather have, I mean, Von Brandt was, you know, he's a top five offensive
tackle. Yeah. I don't know if Broderick Scholl can come back. I'm not sure.
I would say probably not.
Yeah. Interesting dynamic of possibly Lance Cormier on the call for an Auburn game. He's done a lot of work here this week, SEC tournament.
That'd be fun.
So I don't know what the crew looks like today for the games, or the TV crew, but we'll see.
Cool.
Yeah, what other questions do you guys have? We'll knock them out.
Who are y'all most excited about in the current class? Gosh, that's a great question, because there's several guys I'm really high on in this class. I mean, Mycen Johnson Cook is like...
That's my answer.
Okay, then I'll say something else.
Yeah.
I will go with Donovan Moore, who I think's kind of been forgotten because he committed so early.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a player.
And he's a three-star somewhere, right? So,
believe it or not.
Just a three-star.
He's a four-star.
Oh, wow. What a surprising thing that Auburn would get a four-star guy.
Yeah, six of their eight players are four-stars. Three-star you. So stupid. So dumb.
I like that if you ever break out that food nonsense. All right, the cube rule of food, I can just punch back with three-star you and pull up that dynamic.
Yeah, a little different, but yeah. Because you don't believe that. I do believe in the cube rule of food.
You're right. That's fair. Oh, this is an interesting question. 10-time champion. Sports that are better on radio than TV. 10-time says baseball and NASCAR.
I love basketball radio.
Really? Love that. Okay.
I've never listened to NASCAR on the radio. I'm having a hard time kind of envisioning how that would be better. I'm not disagreeing with you. I haven't experienced it. I'm just trying to picture how that would be better than watching it.
Yeah.
So there's like 30 or 40 cars racing at once, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you just call the first, like, the front of the pack?
So the way they do it, and I've not listened a ton, but what I have listened to, they have different crews set up at different points in the track.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And so they hand it off to the next, you know, crew in the line as they go around. and they're talking about leaders. They're talking about other, you know, if something interesting's happening somewhere else in the pack, but you're getting like quarterly updates around the track. It's pretty neat. It is pretty neat. I don't know if I like it better than TV, but it is.
Yeah, I need to look into that. I'm curious. Smashed Brownie says, as someone who lived in Chicago for a couple of years,
yep,
had Davenport's yesterday. Did you see Brad Law? It was top five, but not the best. I'm just going to say, if you would have told me the top five pizza place in the country is in Birmingham, I still would have been like, what? Excuse me? I can't wait to try it.
Yeah. When are you coming to Birmingham, Zach? Why don't you come up today? Why don't you come up after the show?
No, I have stuff to do, Brad. Okay. I can't just get up and go to Birmingham.
Fine.
Oh, you act like I don't have other things going on.
Look at these people throwing shade at Chicago. There's multiple comments like this. Deep dish is a casserole. It's not a pizza. Deep dish pizza is an abomination. It's okay. It's okay.
All right. That do it?
I guess so. How do you feel about football on the radio?
I like it. I like watching it on TV more than listening on the radio.
Yeah. I think it depends. I think it depends on who it is. But, yep, that's all.
I would say there's a wider, like, talent discrepancy for football than most other sports.
Yeah.
Basketball, too. Like, if you get a bad basketball play-by-play guy versus a good one, it's pretty dramatically different, too.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah, there we go. We went all over the place today.
What is what according? But what is it according to the cube rule of food?
Oh, deep dish pizza. Because it can't be toast. It's not toast anyway. It's pizza.
I think it's a quiche.
That's not its own category. My kids, I think, are watching. My son said my kids are going to watch the show today.
It's quiche.
So a pizza and a key lime pie are in the same, and a salad.
Yeah, that's how the crust is. Soup and a bread bowl, because it's all the one side. Cheesecake.
Why is cheesecake a quiche and a regular pie is not a quiche? Because the pie crust goes all the way around just like a cheesecake.
Yeah, when I saw the pie went up here, I disagreed with it. I think you're starting to grasp it because of the crust on the side. I agree. I would say that pumpkin pie is not a toast. I would say, according to the cube rule of food, it's a quiche.
Pumpkin pie would absolutely be a quiche. What am I doing? I don't like this. Never mind. I'm not doing it.
Brad's asking the important questions. Yes, Daniel, 100%. That does it for today's show, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We really do appreciate it.
Buyallbert.com, AUShirts.com. Don't super care hoodies now for sale.
I don't like super care about deep dish pizza. Really don't. But do super care about you guys being here. Thank you for that. Truly, remember until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.